For January 16th, 2006, I'm Simba's mom. Happy Martin Luther King Day, everyone. On today's show, listen as I cut Prince E's hair. And following that will be two movie reviews, The Squid and the Whale, as well as a special DVD review, which shows why I should not be so judgmental about movies. So first up, Prince E keeps his hair cut very short. It's, you know, sort of a not quite marine cut, not quite that short, but he keeps it pretty short. So it seems kind of silly to the both of us that he would go and spend, you know, a whole $15 at the Supercuts to have somebody spend, you know, 5 minutes, you know, practically just shaving his head. So we'd been thinking for a while that if we just bought some inexpensive hair clippers, then I could just try and do it myself. So over the weekend, we were at Kohl's, and he was able to find some pretty nice hair clippers on clearance, I think, because they were pretty cheap. So we decided yesterday, following the upsetting Bears loss, that in order to distract ourselves from this horrible sadness that had overtaken us, we would, in fact, try out the new clippers and see if I would be able to cut his hair. So what follows is just little clips of things that were said during the course of the haircut. Now, being that it was my first time cutting someone's hair, it took like a half an hour, not counting the, 20 minutes beforehand as I kept rereading the instructions and practicing on his head without actually having the cutters turned on. So it was quite a fun ordeal. So like I said, what follows is just clips of the 30 plus minutes that I recorded. So it sounds a little jumbled because it sort of jumps back and forth on topic. And also the sound, I'm warning you, I think the sound's going to come out really loud, so you might have to adjust the volume on your iPod, I'm not sure. Or computer, you know, not to exclude those people that don't have iPods, that's wrong of me, I'm sorry. But I'm not sure how the sound's going to be because I was using, the brand new digital voice recorder that I got to record it, so I think the sound's going to come out a little weird, so you're going to have to adjust it up and down throughout this podcast, and I apologize for that, and if I was better at this, I would be able to somehow make the sound continuous, but I don't think I can, so just keep that in mind. And so here it is, as I cut Princey's hair. I hope you enjoy it.
And maybe you should read instead of me explaining it to you. That way there's no miscommunication.
Okay.
And we'll read the Spanish part.
I'll read the English.
Yeah.
Giving a comfortable, even cut in the back.
Oh, no, I'm just demonstrating to you, you know, pretend you're like scooping up kitty litter.
I'm scared. Maybe I should plug it in and turn it on.
Yeah, just don't cut my hair yet.
No, of course not. Yeah.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Just make remember, don't go like this.
Okay. You love me?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's cutting. It's just not as short as you usually get it, that's all.
Oh, and then put it, just throw it all the way forward?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try the shorter guard. Dramatic difference?
Yeah, now we're keeping it.
Push it halfway forward.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think I missed my calling.
Not even my barber gets this intimate with me.
Well, I would hope not.
She like bends over, make sure she doesn't touch.
Does it sit on your lap? Yeah. That's good. You'd have to tip her more. Right?
Mm-hmm. You're not peeping up in terms of fright, so it must be going okay.
Yeah, I think it looks fine.
Okay. could actually sculpt the way I look. Sculpt the way your mane looks. That's what I'm talking about.
What?
I just felt a lot of hair let go.
Oh.
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that was where I was too timid before, I think. Now I'm just like...
It's the guard. The guard won't let you down. I'm like the bears!
I'm like the bears who broke our little hearts. You're the prettiest boy I know.
Thank you. Thank you for being patient and learn. Mm-hmm. And you have hair all over your face.
Do I?
Okay, next up I'm going to do a review of the film The Squid and the Whale, which stars Jeff Daniels and Laura Linney as parents of two boys who the parents decide they're going to divorce based on, you know, several factors. And the movie sort of chronicles how the divorce affects both the parents as well as the children. And it's interesting because it's been labeled as a comedy, and I feel like it's one of the kind of movies that's sort of hard to categorize in that sense, because while certainly there were parts of this movie that I was cracking up laughing, you know, tears coming out of my eyes because it was so funny. I mean, it's overall, I mean, the tone of the movie is pretty sad. You know, as you watch these the kids and the parents both sort of deal with, you know, the change in the family. So I don't know if I agree with the comedy label, but like I said, there are definitely very funny parts of it. And I thought it was a great movie. So overall, I'm going to give it a rating of 3.5 cat paws. So everyone should definitely go see it. I'm not sure if it's out everywhere. I had a hard time even finding a theater here in Chicago to see it at. It was only playing at two theaters in the whole, you know, Chicagoland area. So I'm guessing that it's not easily available elsewhere either. So the acting in this movie was really good. Jeff Daniels, he plays probably the best arrogant jerk that I've seen in quite a while. He was so convincing as, you know, this writer who's so sure of himself and so overconfident and just so easily puts people down. And even though, you know, he hasn't had the most success himself, he's just, you know, quick to deflect that and just, you know, make everyone else feel bad. It's just, he was just amazing in that role. And Laura Linney as the mom was great, as always. I think she's always does a great job. She also plays a writer like her husband, but has only more recently come into it and is having success. And one of the other great roles in the movie was actually played by Billy Baldwin. He plays the sort of tennis pro that is teaching the younger son to play tennis, and he just had a really funny character, and I really liked his role. The two boys that played the sons, I hadn't seen either of them do any movies before that I'm aware of. Owen Klein and Jesse Eisenberg. Owen Klein, he plays the younger son, and I actually just read something interesting that he's actually the son of Kevin Klein and Phoebe Cates, which I thought was funny because I didn't know that. And it's always interesting when sort of the second or third generation of actors, you know, starts making movies. And I didn't know it before I saw it, and I thought he was great. Obviously, with that kind of genetics, he was, I guess, destined to be an actor. The other funny thing that I came across was apparently Phoebe Cates was going to originally be the star of the film The Father of the Bride in 1991, but she had to turn it down because she was pregnant with Owen. So it's just kind of an interesting little trivia. And as an aside to the aside, Phoebe Cates was actually in the movie Shag, which I'm just mentioning for the benefit of my mom and sister, because we probably watched that movie I don't know how many times when I was younger. And I even had the soundtrack to the movie Shag. Not that that's embarrassing or anything, because it's a really good movie, sort of. Okay, but anyway, back to The Squid and the Whale. But overall, like I said, this movie was really good. It's sad, it's, you know, moving, it's funny. It really sort of captures sort of what can happen to a family, you know, as a result of a divorce. You know, the kids kind of taking sides. You know, parents sometimes, you know, say things about their partner that they shouldn't to the kids. And that sort of comes out a little bit. You know, the kids are also dealing with their own issues, too, aside from the parents' divorce. And it's all captured really great, I thought. The movie's actually based on the childhood of the writer, Noah Baumbach. And so it's sort of, that's why I think it has a sort of a true feeling to it. You know, it seems very realistic to the kinds of problems that children can have growing up. So overall, I thought this movie was excellent. The acting, like I've said, was very, very good. I can see why, you know, there've been Golden Globe nominations and other awards for this cast, because it really, really is great. So go see it. I think you'll like it. So next up, I'm going to do a rare video DVD review, just because I think it's important that I get this out there. Now, I guess that I have been pretty judgmental of movies in the past, and continue to be, but especially movies that are marketed as sort of, you know, slapstick kind of comedies, which don't really appeal to me. I've come to realize, though, that apparently, since that kind of movie does appeal to such a large group of people, that when making the movie trailers, companies will make the movie seem like it's that kind of a movie, even when it isn't. So while I'll dismiss it as the kind of film that I wouldn't enjoy, it's unfortunate, because it turns out that some of these movies are in fact very good, aren't really slapstick, actually have true comedy in them, you know, that is to say, you know, humor with words, as opposed to, you know, someone getting their hand slammed in a door or something like that. And case in point is The 40-Year-Old Virgin, which we rented over the weekend. I had, unfortunately for myself, I guess, dismissed this as kind of a, you know, silly movie that didn't have much substance and, I don't know, all of these things, which of course I now regret after seeing it, because those of you who have seen it, which I imagine is quite a few of you since it did very well in the theater as well as on video, it's actually a really funny movie. It's got great, you know, actors with great comedic timing. It's got very clever jokes. The storyline, you know, while it does have some bits of recycledness to it, it's a pretty original storyline. The characters have pretty original backstories, pretty original jobs. It's not like as cookie cutter as you would think it is, you know, from, like I said, seeing the preview. Steve Carell plays a very sweet, you know, character that you really feel for, you know, at various points of the movie. And it's sort of interesting that, you know, while everyone sort of considered him to be the loser of, you know, all of his, you know, work friends, he, you know, ends up being the, you know, the most wise about actually dealing with people, which is surprising given, you know, his lack of social interaction over the years. But it's actually got, like, great character development, and it's got great acting. Not only Carell, but Catherine Keener, who stars as sort of his love interest in the movie. She was great as well, and she's certainly showing her ability to do all kinds of roles, because if you remember, in a previous podcast, I reviewed Capote, which she starred in, and obviously was a completely different movie, a completely different role, and she was great in both of them. So she's been showing a great range in terms of her ability to do comedy and drama both equally well. And the rest of the supporting cast is all great, too. I haven't seen most of them in other works that I can remember, with the exception of Paul Rudd, who stars as one of his co-workers. I can't really give this a rating in terms of my cat paw rating system, because it doesn't really apply to DVD. But I definitely would recommend this for all of my grown-up listeners. You know, obviously, given the nature of the movie, there's a lot of, you know, innuendo and things, and not stuff that's not really very innuendo-esque. It's really quite blatant. So, obviously, this is, you know, for the grown-ups, but it, I do recommend it. It's really funny, and I'm sorry that I prejudged it, and I will try not to do that as much in the future. And that'll do it for today's show. Thanks so much for listening. As always, please check out the blog at simbasmom.blogspot.com. And if you haven't added yourself to our listener map, please stop by and do so. We have 11 members up there right now. I'd love to see some more names on there. Again, the direct address for the map is frappr.com/unpublishedopinionfans, all one word. So please stop by and put yourself on the listener map, or you can link to it off of the blog. And if you have any questions or comments or things you think I should talk about on a future podcast, please feel free to email me at unpublishedopinion@sbcglobal.net. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.